collides with loneliness. Paychecks linger on the desk with a pen to express so serious. My world is wearing a winter dress. The wind is cold, but the sun is hot. These cigarettes are cancerous, but I seem to like the taste a lot. The flame lights up in the nighttime skies burn bright. The phone rings in my hand. I think it might be him again. He's talking backwards in a jam, saying words I don't understand. So I start to ask him what is wrong. He tells me that the story's long. Maybe he will hear the song. He says, please meet me later on tonight. Well, he comes by, he's high again, his body full of heroin, and still he's trying to pretend that he is fine and everything. His eyes look like he knows it's true, still he won't admit it is true. He gazed outside, I guess he knew that he was sliding downward pretty fast. I see his little grin, he's feeling like himself again, a hint of how life should have been. Now getting closer to the end, he screams inside himself, looks like he could use some help. Put that dirty needle down, at this pace I don't think he'll ever last. Helpless man, can't even talk with my best friend. He's trapped inside this hurricane. Branches fly up in the wind. His stomach fills, we talk in code. As snow falls on the canvas road, he looks like he could explode, leaving trails of blood and clothing where he sits. We look each other down, talk about the things we found. We drive around, he goes back downtown where Baltimore kills without a sound. He tells me that he'll be okay, calls me when he needs to say that tomorrow's gonna be harder than today, and I hope his funeral doesn't come too quick.